Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about shame. It's one of those negative emotions that plays a big part in our survival as humans. It goes undetected, and oftentimes we can't even notice when we have it, the results of it, its causes, its impact. I think about shame oftentimes when I talk to other people, and sometimes we think that certain symptoms, certain behaviors are the result of certain situations or circumstances that happen in our lives, when in fact, it's really shame at the root and at the heart of a lot of things that are surfacing even as adults. And when you think about shame, if we define it, and when we think about the psychology of shame, it's this feeling. It feels almost like a feeling of humiliation. It's the perception, a perception that we have. It's a feeling because often love was withheld from us. So when you think of your upbringing and love was withheld from you, shame can take root. And we try to hide the very thing that we are ashamed of. Shame can be chronic. It can be serious. And it's a feeling that ultimately we're fundamentally flawed. It tries to hide. Shame can often be hard to identify, even in ourselves. It's just one of those things that causes us and leads us and is a big part of our survival. Without us knowing it, oftentimes we can carry it. And it can be something that goes undetected. It can become problematic. We internalize it. And the results are really harsh towards oneself. There's a strong inner critic oftentimes in a person that carries this hidden shame. You feel almost like you're worthless. You have no value. Or you're a bad person. Oftentimes we mask it in pride in so many things. We often can even go into guilt. We talked about guilt in our last podcast. There are so many symptoms to shame. When you think about shame, it's really this feeling, or you're sensitive, or you're worried about what other people think about you. And that's why often we want to people please, and we want to not be able to say no to somebody because we're afraid of what they're going to say. We're afraid about what others think about us. We're consumed by that. And really, it's rooted in shame. Or we may feel unappreciated. We feel used, or we feel like we're being taken advantage of. Oftentimes, those are symptoms of shame. Or we feel rejected, or you feel inadequate, or you feel like you're not enough, or you feel like you have little impact. Sometimes it comes in the form of fear. You're afraid to look just bad in front of others, inappropriate, or even just feeling less than in front of others. There's a sense of worry. You worry that you maybe are not going to be treated with respect, or you're not going to be treated with dignity. And so you're afraid. You worry about how others are going to treat you, or you feel that you can't be even true to yourself. You know, and in that regard, we start to kind of lose our identity. We can't share our thoughts or feelings. We are embarrassed to where we feel maybe we're worried, right, about failure. We feel almost dishonored, or we become perfectionists oftentimes. You feel like an outsider, or you feel almost suspicious of other people and like you can't really trust them. Oftentimes it's rooted in shame. You shrink back. You want to shut down. You withdraw. You hide. You don't want to be the center of attention because you are afraid. And these behaviors really are important to look at because oftentimes when you see it, you can misinterpret it. You can say, well, this is my personality. I am this way because, but oftentimes it's rooted in shame. I think it's important to look at some of these things because oftentimes I talk with people and they may hide themselves from others or they cry or, you know, there's just so many things that go into play when it comes to shame. I can see so many types of shame. I can look at shame in form of defeat. You feel defeated already and you feel like you've already lost before you even go into any situation. You already lost. You have a promotion, an opportunity for a promotion at work, but you already feel like I lost. I can't win. You don't have an expectation to win, which is really hard to walk in faith when shame is at the core and shame is at the root. Sometimes we shame ourselves. We feel inferior without us knowing it. We don't call it shame. We don't put language to it because we don't really know that it's rooted in shame, but it's this feeling inside. You feel inferior when you compare yourself to others, and it's very, very detrimental. You almost feel like you're just not good enough to be loved, and it can really seep over into your value system and your worth. It's just, you can internalize it. It can become toxic. Sometimes when we internalize that shame, we become inward. And oftentimes these are people that have walked through some form of emotional abuse. You feel unworthy because you have been abused either emotionally or verbally or even physically. So it's important to look at shame because shame can be internalized. It can be toxic. So these are really important to look at. Now, where does it come from? What are the causes of shame? Shame comes from a childhood trauma. Shame comes from a trauma that you went through, and it can feel almost like you were neglected. You didn't receive the kind of love or love was withheld from you, or maybe there was these unmet expectations with your parents and you had to maybe overperform, or you had to be a certain person, or there was some harshness that was growing up and the neglect was there, and that neglect gets internalized and it feels like shame. It gets rooted as shame. Sometimes the causes of shame are when you've really criticized yourself a lot over a period of a long time, and you just have a tendency to criticize yourself. You have an inner critic. You judge yourself very harshly. You extend grace to others, but not to yourself. We got to keep that in mind and in check because it can actually be internalized as shame. Maybe the causes of shame can also be, you set yourself up with these standards and you said, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then you didn't do it. And let's say you have set a goal for yourself and you set the standard for yourself and you're like, I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to conquer it. And when you don't, right, you didn't live up to it. And it could be an overly high standard. And because you didn't do it, now it can be internalized as shame. Or the causes of shame can also be, it's a feeling as though you're flawed, you're inadequate, and that feeling has been there for a long time. Well, now it's going to reveal itself as shame. You feel just flawed. You feel something's wrong with you. You're like, I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. And you just feel inadequate. There's almost this feeling of inadequacy, and that is rooted in shame. Or you've been a victim of maybe just some bullying. You grew up with some brothers. You grew up with some brothers that were maybe just bullying you. Or you grew up with sisters that bullied you. Or you grew up with maybe not just siblings, but family members. Or maybe you were bullied by classmates or people in school. And when you are a victim of that bullying, it could really start to translate into shame. and then it gets internalized. Or the expectations not being met or experiencing failure, right? So you had these expectations for yourself, but you didn't meet them. And that can be also translated as shame, or you have experienced a lot of failure. There's just been a lot of failure in relationships and situations in your life. And you're like, there must be something wrong with me. I'm flawed because I keep experiencing this failure. Also rejection from other people and the weakening of relationships from other people. And maybe if it doesn't get processed correctly, maybe that can get really internalized as shame. And it's important for us to see that, because the impact of shame is quite severe. You know, if you have shame, this negatively impacts your life. And that's why it's important when somebody rejects you or there's been some weakening of relationships. And if we don't process that correctly, if we don't tell ourselves the truth, then, or we don't process even the victimization of bullying or even the expectations that were very high that we set for ourselves, we didn't meet them, or that inner critic, right? Or the trauma or the neglect that you had growing up. All of those things, if they do not get processed correctly, it really goes into shame. Shame and the impact of shame is grievous. It's severe. It's very important for us to look at, because when there is shame in our lives, the impact of it is it makes you feel like you're flawed. There's something wrong with you. You cannot live your life successfully and with worth and with value and externally showing up for the world the way God wants you to show up. There is no way we're going to be able to do that when you feel flawed or like something's wrong with you. It can also lead you, shame can lead us to social withdrawal. You just withdraw from everybody. You know, you have this, the result is like this public stigma that you put on yourself. And now you think you're maybe just socially, you know, there's a social awkwardness and you just don't know how to have these relationships with people. It could lead to addictions. It could lead to overspending. It could lead to being addicted to sex, pornography, alcohol, drugs, gambling, addicted to social media, addicted to food. You're addicted to something. Think about the addictions. You're addicted to something. That can be rooted in shame, or shame can cause you to become very defensive, right? Now you start to shame other people. You're very defensive. Like nobody can tell you anything because you become very defensive. And now you start to shame others. That's the result of rooted in shame. There's something inside of us that got internalized. We didn't process something right. Now it's shame. Or it could lead you to bully others. Like you like bullying others, putting people down. Or it could also cause you to go into pride, inflate your ego. You hide, right? The belief that you don't have value, so you rather hide it. It's easier. It's too painful, right, to expose this hidden belief that you don't have value. It's very hard. This is where the narcissistic personality comes in, because they don't want to show or display that they feel unworthy or that they lack value. So they've got to inflate their ego. And it's important to look at. Or it could lead you, actually, shame could lead you to physical health problems, to depression, to sadness. You can feel this sense of loneliness, worn out. You have a low self-esteem. You have a hard time trusting other people. This can lead you to even just being judged. You're afraid of being judged. So you're like, I don't need a therapist. I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need a friend. I don't need a pastor. I don't need a counselor. I don't need anybody because I'm afraid to be judged. Well, that's the voice of shame. It could lead you to just be an overachiever. And I think that was something that hits home, because I try. I'm trying to counteract those feelings of shame. So I've got to be an overachiever. But what I'm doing is I'm just counteracting that feeling of shame. I'm never getting to the root. I'm just an overachiever. I go get it. I do it. I set a goal and I just overly do it. I'm a perfectionist. You know, that is really counteracting the feeling of shame. But we've got to target. Now, that which we don't confront, we can't be free of. It also leads us to people pleasing. It could cause us to avoid talking because we're afraid of saying the wrong thing. So we just stay quiet. It could cause us to become compulsive, excessive behaviors. Ever notice that now there's these people that are just, they overwork out. They just overly, excessively clean. They overly work out. They overwork. They're constantly working. They set extremely high standards for themselves. They're very strict in their diet, strict in their workouts. They're compulsive. They're excessive behaviors. I also understand that was, I didn't realize that me being an overachiever, me being a people pleaser, me being excessive behavior where I overdo it. I would overdo it with exercise. I overdo it with this, with overachieving certain things, you know, from cleaning to all kinds of things, only because really it's just countering. We're counteracting really the feeling of shame. I didn't know it was shame. So I want to take this time in this podcast for you to just identify those feelings. It's important because the things that are associated with shame is anxiety. Things like depression is associated with shame. Eating disorders is associated with shame. Low self-esteem. And all of that is important to look at because God never wants us to live in a state of shame. He does not shame us. He doesn't look at us from the eyes of shame. Shame is this feeling like there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. You're flawed. And in reality, the psychology of shame has to be worked on, confronted, identified. We've got to be aware of it if we're carrying it because it has detrimental effects to our lives, as I just mentioned. And if we do not confront shame, if we do not address it, if we do not identify it, then we have and continue these behaviors and we will excuse it and we will never, ever get to its root cause. Perhaps you've been carrying shame for a long time and you just didn't really recognize it until I've just mentioned it. So we've got to be able to go, okay, if I have shame, right, then it's important for me to explore it, number one. I've got to explore this shame. I've got to understand it first and foremost. I've got to understand and gain perspective by understanding, okay, where did it start? Why do I feel shame? Oftentimes, it's because we didn't have love that was extended towards us. Maybe we had an absent emotional parent. They were busy, they were drinking, they were having fights, mom, dad, and now they withheld love from you. And maybe it wasn't conscious, maybe they had their own problems. This podcast is not to shame them, it's just to point out the shame in us. And when you gain perspective and you do exploring, where is this past shame? Why is it influencing me today? Why is there current shame? Why am I still carrying it? And then I need to understand that I don't have to live in it, right? I am accepted. You have to aim for your acceptance. You are accepted. You're accepted by God in your flaws. You're accepted. You're valuable. You're worthy. And this is important for us to overcome. And we're talking long term. We're not talking just, you know, something surface where I just recognize it and move on, but rather I've got to put some work into this, understand its effects, like some of the things that maybe I've mentioned you've been doing. And it's important to go, wait, I don't have to do that. I don't have to earn love. I don't have to go and try to earn love, where I can actually turn to God. He accepts me. He loves me just the way I am. I think that is probably one of the most revolutionary things that you can do in your life is to understand, comprehend the acceptance that God has towards us, understanding our worth, understanding our value, that you are accepted with all your flaws. You don't have to come to God perfect. And oftentimes people say, well, then I'll just get close to God when I fix these areas. Well, no, we come to God so that he can help us in those areas. And he loves us. He never withholds love from us. He's not looking for your perfection. He's not looking for you to do and perform and to do X, Y, and Z all in the name of him accepting you. You don't have to. That is the redemptive power that Jesus came to show us. He comes and he comes to restore us back to the Father, a Father that embraces us, that hugs us, that accepts us just the way we are. And that's beautiful. So learning to embrace that shame in a way that puts us in a safe place, right, where we don't feel harsh towards ourselves anymore, where I'm now learning to explore it, where it's like, wow, this is shame. This is what I'm carrying. And that's because love was withheld from me. So this week, I want you to kind of identify it. Be honest with yourself and don't try to avoid the shame, not even the feeling of shame. Talk about your feelings. Share them with people who are safe, right? And allow that suffering that maybe you suffered as a child, right? It helps you gain that perspective. And remember that your love for yourself has to be unconditional. And whenever you feel shame, without any strings attached. But remember, loving you is unconditional. That's the good, the bad, the ugly. You just love yourself. And we are working through those areas that maybe are not at a place of restoration. So this week, dive in and really look at areas in your life where shame is still currently living based on some past experiences.